This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, when you think of the luxury car company Mercedes-Benz, how could you not think New Jersey? That's where its U.S. operations have been headquartered, Montvale, New Jersey. But like many a car company, Mercedes is moving south. Marketplace's Noel King traveled to Atlanta to look at what's fueling the trend.
Mercedes is expected to bring around 800 jobs to the Atlanta metro region, and the average wage is about $78,000 a year. So when the car company announced it had chosen the city of Sandy Springs, Georgia, for its new HQ, Mayor Rusty Paul was thrilled.
What you say to yourself is they looked at us and they liked us. If you remember Sally Field's Academy Award acceptance, you like me. You really like me.
You like me.
You really liked us. You liked us better than everybody else, and you're coming here.
People in Metro Atlanta like to say that good old-fashioned Southern hospitality attracted Mercedes. But Mercedes U.S. CEO Stephen Cannon says the move also makes a lot of financial sense. He says the high cost of living in New Jersey, where Mercedes has been based since the early 70s, was a turnoff for employees who were being recruited from out of state.
I've had many, many instances where we've tried to bring people in from outside of the tri-state area. They came in, they saw the cost of housing, they saw the cost of living, and they had to say, sorry, I can't make this pencil for me and for my family.
Georgia also offered incentives like job tax credits to Mercedes, totaling around $23 million. But Cannon says they weren't really a factor.
We weren't out to chase the largest pile of incentives. We were out to find the place where we could set up shop and build the next 50 years of this company's success in the United States.
Georgia has lured several companies over the past few years, like Veritiv and Cricket Wireless. And the state is known for its business-friendly policies. Low taxes, low wages for entry-level workers. It's a right-to-work state, which traditionally means weaker unions. Wesley Tharp, an analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, says business-friendly doesn't always mean people-friendly.
It's very good for companies that want to do business in Georgia in a narrow quarterly profit type sense. That tends to be equated with Georgia has a well-oiled economy that works for everyone, works for workers, for families, and for businesses.
But he says Georgia still has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, and even with the new corporate players, many of the jobs that are being created are low-wage jobs. In Atlanta, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.